Madonna making headlines out in New York. Let's head out there right now. Life and Style Weekly, recapping the week that was on the Ralphie Radio Show, and senior reporter Laura Lane. Madonna forgiving her brother for probably, what, that book that he wrote about Madonna and all those crazy things he said?
Could possibly be that book where he went and spilled all of her dirty secrets in 2008. Yeah, if I was Madonna, I would be pretty upset about that also. That's a big no-no. You don't go telling your famous sibling's secrets in a book. What was he thinking? But she seems to have forgiven him. So I guess, you know, 4 years go by, you start to miss your family. And she's been having him over for dinner parties, and they've started to talk a lot, and she's been very supportive of him. He just had a shoe line come out, and he's going to send her some shoes, which is very nice of him, and I'm sure that will help him out with some press. But yeah, it's always good to see when celebrities repair their relationships with family, because, you know, at the end of the day, family is always going to be there for you, you know, unless they write a tell-all book.
Life and Style Weekly's Laura Lane here on the Ralphie Radio Show. So, The Voice making some headlines amidst Idol, naming Mariah, Nicki Minaj, and of course, X Factor, which we'll talk about in just a second. Season 3 of The Voice is going on right now, but The Voice already planning ahead for next season, Laura. Who are the new coaches going to be, and who will they be replacing?
We've got Shakira and Usher, and they will be replacing CeeLo and Christina Aguilera. So, yeah, big news. A lot of people are really surprised by this, but I love it. I love the shakeup. It refreshes the show a little bit. The ratings have kind of, you know, bounced around and been down a little bit. They weren't fired. That was one thing a lot of people first said. Wait, were they fired? You know, what happened? And I think Shakira is going to be a great mix. I think Usher is, I mean, he's more popular than CeeLo, so that was kind of a no-brainer to me,
right?
When they got Usher on board. The money thing, I think, is the most fascinating, because Shakira's getting $12 million, where you have Usher only getting $7 million. If I was Usher, I'd be a little upset about that.
But Shakira does need a little extra money to take care of that baby that's on the way, right?
She's got a baby in her belly, that is right. You can't think of a better time, though. You know, if she's going to be filming, she won't have to be running around, traveling, touring, doing shows. She can kind of be relaxed and sitting in that big red chair on The Voice. So I think it's a good time for her. Christina Aguilera said one of the things she loved the most about doing The Voice was that it gave her time to spend with her son Max. So I think it'll be a good time for Shakira to just focus on the pregnancy and the baby.
And Britney Spears is experiencing that now. Life and Style Weekly's Laura Lane. We wrap up with her on the Ralphie Radio Show. We're through 2 weeks of The X Factor. What are the critics saying about Ms. Spears?
I mean, the reviews are still mixed. We still haven't gotten to see her completely get out of her shell, but, you know, she's back in the South, and I think she felt really comfortable there, and she was finally starting to make some jokes. She showed she's got some sense of humor, and you weren't just seeing her do her, like, weird little faces or her kind of bizarre happy birthday singing where she's, like, you know, acting like she's singing, you know, the national anthem when it's happy birthday. You don't have to take it that serious, Brit. But you know, she's trying, and so God bless her.
Absolutely. Read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior reporter Laura Lane, have a great weekend.
You too.